you very much, Chair. And first of all, I would like to recognize the presence of Undersecretary General for Disarmament Affairs, Kim Won-soo, among us, and to welcome him. And secondly, I wish in particular to thank Dr. Nick Ritchie from the University of York for his nuanced, precise, and extremely useful presentation on possible pathways to take forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. I was so inspired by his presentation that I wish at this point to support Mexico in making our own his vision and to ask the Chair to reflect the essential elements of his presentation in the adequate portion of the report of this open working group. I would also like to take this opportunity to commend the Agency for the Prescription of Nuclear Weapons in Latin America and the Caribbean, OPANAL, on its working paper on the possible relevance of aspects of the Tlatelolco Treaty to the work of this OEWG. We believe this to be a timely and relevant contribution. Brazil has expressed its view that the most viable pathway for nuclear disarmament is a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons, establishing general interdictions and obligations, and an unambiguous political commitment to completely eliminate nuclear weapons. Ideally, such a treaty would also include dispositions regarding future steps. In this context, we raise the possibility of a hybrid agreement in our working paper, WP10. Such an agreement would comprise a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons to be later complemented by protocols on the elimination of nuclear arsenals and other relevant issues, many of which have been dealt with in this open-ended working group. Such a treaty would not have an immediate effect on the existing nuclear arsenals, but it would have a political as well as legal impact on the disarmament debate. It would also set out a compass for further initiatives regarding the elimination of nuclear weapons, including by providing a framework for further inclusion of all states initially resistant to joining it. Considering the initial reaction to this proposal, Brazil has undertaken to further elaborate the rationale behind it and its possible configuration. We have thus circulated a new working paper, WP37. Entitled Effective Measures, Legal Norms, and Provisions on Nuclear Weapons, a Hybrid Approach Towards Nuclear Disarmament, which I now take the opportunity to present. The paper's introduction recalls the most widely discussed options for legal effective measures: Comprehensive Convention, Prohibition Treaty, Framework Agreement, and a Hybrid Arrangement, and argues the time is ripe for choosing one of them and moving forward accordingly, guided by specific, well-defined criteria. The second section of our working paper analyzes the pros and cons of each of these approaches according to the concepts of effectiveness, universality, and viability. In such an analysis, the intrinsic merits of each approach, particularly in terms of its effectiveness, are weighed against the likelihood it will gather enough support to be viable and eventually reach universality. It is concluded that the most promising alternative would be a hybrid approach that would maximize the pros and minimize the cons in each of the other three options. A possible configuration of such a treaty is discussed in the third section. It would comprise a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons to be followed by protocols on national declarations, national implementation, verification and phases of destruction, assistance and technical cooperation, and the non-discriminatory verification regime to be implemented after the dismantlement of all nuclear weapons. At the end of this process, the resulting architecture would resemble a comprehensive convention. Negotiations on such an instrument could be initiated by non-nuclear weapon states, which would take the lead in elaborating the main parameters for a world free of nuclear weapons, paving the way for the incorporation further down the road of states possessing nuclear arsenals. In the recommendations section, Brazil asks the open-ended working group to recommend to the United Nations General Assembly the commencement of negotiations on a treaty for the prohibition of nuclear weapons, which would include the general provisions regarding future steps aimed at the complete elimination of those weapons, the verification thereof, and other relevant aspects of the nuclear disarmament process. The Brazilian delegation would kindly request Your Excellency to include this recommendation in a revised version of your synthesis paper, as well as in the final report of the OEWG, together with a reference to our proposed hybrid approach, which we feel is both flexible and credible enough to adequately translate what Dr. Ritchie has described in his own words as a framework with prohibition obligations up front. We regard both the prohibition treaty and the hybrid option in the context of intermediate initiatives needed to reach the final objective of a world free of nuclear weapons. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.